For several long minutes, the room was silent, except for a few gasps whenever someone encountered the photos. Reggie finally closed the folder, her hand shaking a bit as she did so. She had faced many monsters that stood on two legs, and yet their depth of pure evil still managed to astonish and even unnerve her at times. She was afraid that if the day came when it didn't, she would have lost all trace of her humanity. Some days, she worried she already had. "His own version of the Holodomor," commented Wit in a subdued voice. "Only he used aerial poisons, toxins placed into water supplies, and thousands of people at a time forced into pits where they were burned alive. The foul bastard."
"And Kuchin carried out the sterilization of thousands of young girls," added Reggie in a hushed tone, the spider web of lines around her eyes deepening as she said this. "So they could never bear males who might fight against the Soviets."
Mallory tapped the file.
"On top of 100 other such atrocities. As is often the case with cunning men like this, Kuchin saw the fall coming long before his superiors. He falsified his death and fled to Asia, from there to Australia, and then on to Canada, where he built a new life with forged documents and a charisma that managed to conceal his underlying sadistic nature. The world thinks he's a legitimate and highly successful businessman, instead of the mass murderer and war criminal that he actually is. It took 3 full years to piece this file together."
"And where is he now?" asked Reggie, her gaze holding on one photo she'd slipped from the file. It depicted the remains of an unearthed mass grave where the skeletons were small, because they were all children.
Mallory puffed his pipe to life, and a pungent cloud of smoke rose above his head. "This holiday, he will be traveling on holiday to Provence, to the village of Gord, to be more specific."
"Then I wonder what it will feel like," said Reggie, to no one in particular.
"What will what feel like, Reg?" asked Wit curiously.
She looked once more at the photo of the small bones.
"To die in such a beautiful place as Provence, of course."